Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and the host of the Jill on Money podcast. Beginning, middle, or end of the year, it's always a great time to take control of your financial life. And the Jill on Money podcast is here to help. Your questions make it possible for me to provide unconventional and entertaining insights on your money and, more importantly, on your life. Follow and listen to Jill on Money wherever you get your podcasts.
Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA, Friday. Woo. Congratulations, we have made it. Self high fives all the way around. I have laughed out loud since 3:03 this afternoon. At 3:03 this afternoon, I got my weekly report from Madison in Maine. It's my buddy Dave Saunders over there. Dave, as you know, is, Dave's a lot of things now that I think about it. He's a brilliant PR marketing ad guy, like one of the best ever. And he's an entrepreneur like nobody's business, owns and operates the Texas Inn, the Tea Room out there in Lynchburg. Bought both of those locations. Location in Harrisonburg now, got the location in Richmond. Anyway, every week he sends out a little newsletter, and it's always great reading. A lot of times it's focusing on the accomplishments of Madison and Maine, and make no mistake, they are many. Sometimes he just sort of chats about things, reminisces, and this week he has the absolute best analysis of failed Richmond mayor, and now failed lieutenant governor candidate LeVar Stoney. It's entitled All Hat and No Cowboy. I read through this and I kept laughing and smiling because I thought, yeah, that's exactly who LeVar is. Empty suit, total empty suit, nothing there, never was anything there. LeVar is one of those guys that could always look at you, but have his eyes peeled for somebody else coming along behind you that, you know, might be more important than you are. I hate those people. I do. I just as a matter of course, I detest them. So it was just nice to see. Very entertaining. If you're not signed up for Dave's newsletter, you should probably do that. There are one or two other things going on in the world. That's absolutely correct. Major wins for President Trump coming from the Supreme Court. I mean major, major wins. Supreme Court said, nope, these lower level courts cannot go and essentially make national policy, national law. And that's what the leftists have been doing for the time that President Trump is in office, and they did it when he was in office before. They had nothing to offer. They still have nothing to offer, but they are so addicted to power. Take a look at the ever-constipated Mark Warner as an example. Mark Warner, who promised to serve no more than two terms as a U.S. senator. What's he on now? Term number four he's asking for? Something like that. There's no shame. None. Wouldn't you think if you lied to the people of our beloved Commonwealth, as Mark Warner did, wouldn't you say, oh, gosh, I'm sorry. Nothing. Just looks you right in the eye. Yeah, well, I lied to you, but I want you to vote for me. Oh, okay. It doesn't work for me, but whatever. You take a look at some of these other folks, and their last effort is to go to friendly judges in places where the particular matter may or may not really be relevant. And those lower level federal judges, good upstanding leftists that they were, said, yeah, I'm going to issue this sort of an order. I'm going to make it effective across the entire United States of America. And the Supreme Court said, you just don't have the power to do that. You can't do that. You cannot do that. And for those who have been questioning Amy Coney Barrett, well, I don't know. I think she might be on another. She might turn out to be David Souter. She's not. Not by a long shot. She wrote the most brilliant takedown of Joe Biden's pick, Ketanji Brown Jackson. Oh, what a buffoon. What a fool. And Justice Amy Coney Barrett just eviscerated her. Supreme Court rulings, the decisions and what have you, they're not necessarily exciting reading, but if you get the chance, go on the Supreme Court website and take a look at them. The stuff that came down today, I think you'll be entertained as well as informed. That's good stuff. The View, oh, hang on a second, Jerem. I hate to do this, but I have to. The View is... I think it's destined for MSNBC because it's as bat-crap crazy as those folks are. There's one particular woman on there who has played her bigotry and racism just off the charts. It's painful to listen to many times. It's painful to watch, but it is what it is. I just want you to hear this little clip. I'm giving you the warning. Okay, it comes from The View, so take a sip of whatever it is that you are drinking. This is a safety measure. Take a sip, just like this, so that you do not spit your beverage either on your laptop or your phone or your windshield. All right, if we're ready, Jerm, the legal precautions have been met. We've checked things off the list. We've warned everybody for safety reasons. Cut number one, please.
I think it's much more insidious than that. I think it really is an attack on the free press. I think he is much more comfortable, like many dictators and many authoritarians, with state-sponsored television. When you go to a place like Russia, and I've actually been to Russia, you watch television, mainland China, you can't trust what you're hearing. And I think he is much more comfortable in that kind of space. And the other thing that I will say is, you know, the majority of Americans disapprove of the U.S. strikes. And I agree with you, Joy, that no one wants nuclear war, but we have, Russia has nuclear arms, the United States has nuclear arms, Pakistan, India,
Israel.
The only country that has actually used a nuclear weapon is the United States of America against Japan.
But over the past many years,
let me just also say this. And so many international lawyers would argue that a U.S. military attack on Iran under the present circumstances would violate international law.
Interesting. Anybody else notice the only nation she went out of her way to pronounce with an accent of some sort was Pakistan? Why was that? I mean, if you're interested in pronouncing the names of Middle Eastern nations in the way that local folks would pronounce it, wouldn't you also make an effort at, oh, I don't know, Yisrael? I'm just saying. She's a hack. There's no doubt about that. She is a hack. And it's so... God, it's just so bizarre. I don't know, honestly, how many people get their so-called news from that operation. I hope not a lot. That's all I can say. UVA President Jim Ryan resigning, has resigned. He's not leaving, actually, until August, which is a shame. If he would leave today, it would be even better. Now he's trying to be the martyr. He's telling me, well, I don't want to be the reason that UVA suffers, you know, just to keep my job. Mr. Ryan, you're not doing anything for anybody else. You never have. You are an egomaniac. You're a left-wing egomaniac. Oftentimes those go hand in hand. You've done terrible damage to Mr. Jefferson's university. Terrible, terrible damage. You have allowed the very worst at UVA to co-opt, take over, and threaten UVA itself and the good, solid students at UVA. You have allowed anti-Semitism to run rampant on the campus of UVA. You have done terrible damage to UVA. And the only thing better than hearing that you resign today and will be leaving in August would have been to hear that you resign today and you would be leaving today. That's the only way to improve that. Oh, and on your way out the door, if you don't mind, can you snatch that Larry Sabato? Larry Sabato, who heads up the Larry Sabato Center for the Promotion of Larry Sabato out there at UVA. Can you take him with you wherever you go, please? Because the last thing that UVA needs is him sticking around with all of his nonsense. Remember the James River Air text line available to you, 833-804-1140, 833-804-1140. Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. 520, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. It is Friday. Yeah, we have made it. Congratulations, self-high-fives all the way around. Coming up at 5:35, we bestow our Lieutenant Jan McTernan Blue Friday honor. This month, we are honoring Detective Chelsea Tovar of the Richmond Police Department. She's with the Major Crimes Unit. Real go-getter. Rock-solid detective. Cop's cop. Gotta love that phrase. I love that phrase. And she will visit with us, visit with you. We, of course, always pre-record these things simply because, given the line of work, we don't know if somebody's going to wind up in court that day or out on a case. In fact, I should tell you, when Detective Chelsea Tovar came in to record this, she hadn't been home. She had been called out on a matter, was out all night, right, Jerem? I mean, it was basically all night. And then came from working that case. Was at the very beginning. I don't know how it played out. I can't tell you that. I don't know. But she came literally from the call and spent a little bit of time with us. I think the full interview probably ran around 30 minutes. And we don't have the time to do all of that on the air. So here's what we do. I'm involved. Here's what Jeremy does. Jeremy takes the full audio, does a little slicing and dicing, gets it to fit in the allotted space, but all of it is posted, will be posted at WRVA.com. So you will listen, I hope. You'll enjoy it. You'll learn a little something about Detective Tovar, understand why she is the honoree for the month of June, and then go over to WRVA and actually experience the entire conversation, because it was a really, really good conversation. I thoroughly enjoyed it. We're doing something Monday afternoon. This show, of course, will be on starting at 3:05. Make sure you're here for that. But Monday, I am also introducing a brand new recognition for Central Virginia law enforcement professionals. I don't want to give you too many details. I'm going to do that on Monday, but it is designed to honor a Central Virginia law enforcement professional who has completed 20 years of service and is therefore eligible to retire, 25 years of service, and therefore eligible to retire. We have actually our very first honoree on Monday. I'll give you the details, but this is an award that will at the very most be presented once a year. I didn't even know that we'll present it every year, because it's going to have to be somebody really that is leaving a legacy behind. That's what this is. This is the Jan McTernan Legacy Award. And there's no gift bag with this one, just FYI. It's a lovely trophy, and our heartfelt thanks for service. It is also obviously named for Jan. I talk about Jan all the time. Jan was essentially like my mom when I got here to Richmond. She and Rich took me in like I was a stray puppy. And I just love the both of them. Think the world of Jan. Jan left behind a tremendous legacy for law enforcement in Central Virginia. So this is a thoroughly appropriate thing that we're doing. That starts Monday, but today we present the Lieutenant Jan McTurnan Blue Friday Honor, and again, our recipient for the month of June, Richmond Police Detective Chelsea Tovar. We'll do that at 5:35. It's 5:25. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA.
How We Made Your Mother is a rewatch podcast that looks back episode by episode at the hit TV show How I Met Your Mother. It's hosted by me, Josh Radner, along with series co-creator and my friend Craig Thomas.
Follow How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
Self high five.
Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. Yeah! Woo! It is Friday. We have made it. Congratulations. Self high fives all the way around. What'd you think? Did you think we were not going to make it? We made it. It's been a good week, hasn't it? I think we've had some really good stuff that we've been dealing with. You know, we've got Brad Thor, who's coming up. I don't know exactly. I don't know if that's next week or the week after. One of my favorite authors, and he's been so kind throughout the years, as you know. To hop on and just chat about stuff. There's a brand new Scott Horvath novel out. I just got it yesterday. Brad was kind enough to overnight it to me, so I've got it. I'm going to read that this weekend. That is on the agenda because I always want to make sure if I've got somebody on who's taking the time to write a book and send me the book that, well, you know, I take the time to read the book. That's pretty important to me. So we'll have Brad Thor on with us in the not too distant future. Just finishing up a couple of texts here with Alex Marlowe, the editor-in-chief over at Breitbart. Jerm, I'll get you the details on when we will get him locked in. Now, I will tell you, in the interest of full disclosure, we were supposed to have Lieutenant Governor Winsome Earle-Sears on with us this week, right, Jerm? That's what they told us, and as you can tell, we've wound up the week without Lieutenant Governor Sears. So I don't know exactly what happened. We were ghosted? Is that what you would call it? Wow. Okay. Well, I hope that's not the case. I will send a few texts to a few people. I will leave it at that. As you know, my goal with this upcoming election is to have an open invitation for each of the nominees. There's six of them. No, I want everybody, because I love Virginia. Make no mistake about it. I talk about my beloved Commonwealth. I believe that to my core. That's how I feel. So I want to make sure that we get the very best people in place. All right. Couple of things that I need you to be aware of. Monday, we're going to have a very special announcement. I have created a brand new law enforcement honor for law enforcement officers in Central Virginia. There are very stringent requirements on who may receive it. We will, at the most, present it once per year. It is Friday, so a couple of things that I wish you. First of all, I wish you a Shabbat Shalom. If you are Hebraically challenged, it simply means have yourself a great weekend. We will end this Friday, this week, as we have each week since October the 7th, 2023, by playing Hatikvah. That is the national anthem of Israel. Hatikvah is Hebrew for the hope. Have a great weekend. God willing, you and I get the chance to do this all over again on Monday, starting at 3. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA.
The Second World War is the largest event in human history.
A 20-part series with Tom Hanks.
No part of the globe was untouched. No life unchanged.
Experience the ultimate account of World War II.
Every single person had a story. These are the stories that make us who we are.
Listen to World War II with Tom Hanks on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.